How many times can one man visit a public toilet in 2 hours? 15, if you're George Michael.
Yeah. Antone, you can actually tell that's a pretty bad toilet block he's visiting, because even the little stick figure man on the front door and the top hat's going the fiddle.
Look! That's a toilet block to stay away from.
And just when you think it can't get much funnier, George Michael wears a nicotine patch on his bottom because he wants to quit smoking.
Hey, Michael, there's a couple of other bad habits I think you should be dealing with before you get onto the gaspers, pal.
According to this article, he's a 20-a-day man. Move the patch around the front down.
This is a guy, remember, like in press conferences or whatever, you're only allowed to film him from one side.
I know.
Now, the guy got a pimple, it was all off. Yeah. Bang, walking to some public toilets. Oh, cop an eyeful. What do you want? Where do you want to go first? Round the back. Check it out.
How did former pop star Kenny Loggins meet the woman with whom he has achieved such marital joy that they've written a book? How did they meet, Mickey? Mm. She gave him a colonic irrigation. What did you say the song was again? Halfway to the danger zone. Or maybe Coit Loose, I'm thinking. Sorry.
You know how they clicked? She kept bending the hose in half, you know, playing those little games you play when you first meet your partner.
You know, that's in 1984. Do you suppose the relationship's cooling? Or do you suppose they still get out the bilge pump on occasion and just re-spark the romance?
Elton John composes a lot of his tunes in the bathtub. And in the article goes on to say some of his best tunes started off in the bath.
Oh, really?
In fact, I've got his latest work. Have a listen.
That's Elton John. It's his new one.
So what you were saying is the next time someone from the royal family passes away, they could set up a bit of a bath in Westminster Abbey and cross to Elton for his moving tribute.
I'm making that manually, people. I'm actually sitting in a Tupperware container with no pants on, recording those sounds live to air.